USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The brothers involved in the alleged hoax attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett are suing the actor's attorney for defamation.
Those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department, the City of Chicago, and that of Ola and Bola Ushundairo are held accountable.
That's attorney Gloria Schmidt, who says Smollett's attorneys falsely accused the Ushundairo brothers of a hate crime. Nearly 8,000 Boy Scout leaders are being accused of sexual abuse. A lawyer who represents the alleged victims told reporters in New York on Tuesday the abuse goes back decades. Lawyer Jeff Anderson says there's about 7,800 abusers and over 12,000 victims listed in the Boy Scouts of America's perversion files. He says they're going to fight to get those files released. The Dow was up 145 points to close at 26,656. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 15th Annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held this morning. President Trump didn't make it, but his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, addressed the audience of about 1,000 and said that President Trump and the administration are friends of the Catholic faith.
So I'm comfortable as a Catholic, even though I work for a gentleman who is not Roman Catholic, that the principles of our faith are alive and well respected in this administration and are driving many of our policies.
The winner of last month's $768 million Powerball jackpot is coming forward. In Madison, Wisconsin, 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he bought the winning ticket at a Speedway gas station.
I honestly felt so lucky that I did look at the camera. And I really wanted to wink at it because I just had that lucky feeling.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
Hillary Clinton was also speaking at that Time 100 summit, and she was asked about the Mueller report as well.
We were the subject of a foreign adversary's attack, an attack on our election, an attack on our sovereignty, an attack on our democracy. This is not just about a reckoning with the recent past. This is about what is going on today and the threats to our next election, to our defense as a nation.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.